John Girardi, July 2nd, 2000.
You obviously fit the profile. And I guess the first question I have is, do you think of yourself as an Italian-American?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You know, obviously, as a child, I wish we spoke Italian at home, but we didn't. But I consider myself an Italian-American. And
were your grandparents immigrants?
My mom's were, and my dad's grandparents were immigrants.
Do you know where they came from in the old country?
Yes. My dad's side came from Torino.
Uh-huh.
My mom's side came from Rome.
So they're basically Northern Italian.
A little mixture.
Yeah.
Mom came from a huge family, 15 kids, and she was the baby. And, so, obviously, you know, we want to teach our daughter Italian, and we want to learn Italian. My wife's Italian, too.
Okay.
So that's one of our goals, and we hope to go over there and put on a clinic this winter in Italy. So we got
really?
Yeah, so we're hoping that works out for us.
Well, Mike Socia has done that. I don't know if you ever talked to him about that. He's done clinics in Italy.
So I'm kind of excited about this opportunity.
Do you speak yourself?
No, I have to learn this winter. That's what my wife Kim and I want to take a class.
All right.
And learn, so...
So you didn't study Italian in Northwestern?
I went to a grade school at home that we had to take French. So I
Peoria?
Yeah, so I continued just to take French because I had a head start, which was stupid.
Now, not a lot of major leaguers have come out of a school like Northwestern. I mean, we've got Mark Loretta with the Brewers here, and you were, I think, a three-time academic All-American. Traditionally, when people think of Italian-American ball players, they sort of think of the hard-nosed, sort of old
Yogi.
Yeah, without a lot of education. So you're sort of in a different
Well, I
mode.
Think times have changed. You know, I think before there were a lot more Italians in the game than there are today. I think the game has become more diverse.
Last championship.
It's gotten a little bit out of New York, so.
That's true.
You know, I think times have changed, and education is stressed more for athletes today, and college is more important in it. And I was fortunate that my parents pushed me and made me understand that school was first.
What did you major in?
Industrial engineering.
Really? So you have an engineering degree?
Yeah.
But you never applied, obviously.
Well, but, you know, I think what you do apply from that is the discipline it takes to be successful with both, and obviously the concentration it takes. You know, when you're in class and you're trying to balance being a student athlete, you know, you got to pay attention because you don't have the time that the other students have.
So now here you are. You grew up not speaking Italian. Now as an adult, you want to learn the language and pass it on to your child. Why is that important to you?
Just so she knows our heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if she ever wants to go to Europe and spend time in Italy, it'll be much easier to communicate. Kim and I went over and we didn't speak Italian, and I think you miss out on the true culture of Italy when you don't speak the language, so we don't want her to miss out.
So what is, in summing up, what would Italian-American mean to you? What does that background mean to you? Why is it still important to you?
Well, it's because it's who I am. It's where my family is from. It's where my wife's family is from. And I think everyone should be proud of where your family's from. And feel very blessed to come from a home where I believe that my parents both worked very hard and very diligent to make our lives better. And I think that comes from their upbringing. So I want to pass that on to my child.
Do you relate to any other ball players as Italian-Americans?
When they come up, you joke a little bit. But, you don't really see as many today. And you change a team so much now. You know, this is my fourth team in 12 years.
Yes.
A lot of times you don't get a chance to make those bonds like they used to.
how everybody always talks about these being an intelligent ball player and perhaps in the future in management. Is that something you could pursue?
It would be if it didn't take me away from home. And knowing that it'll take me away from home, the thing that I remember most about being a child is my mom and dad were always there.
Mm-hmm.
So I will do the same for my daughter.
So we're back to the traditional Italian values, home, family.
Dinner, breakfast, always together.
Kind of tough to do in a baseball life.
Yeah, and, you know, we just had our first baby 10 months ago, so, and I don't plan on playing that much longer. So
it's your first child.
So we waited on purpose.
Okay.
So I could be present as a father.
So you got some time to teach your Italian.
Yes.
After you learn.
That's right.
Joe Girardi, October 1, 2006.
When I spoke to you, you had your daughter, and since then you had a son.
Yes.
So your name Dante.
Yes.
Is that a family name? Or?
No, it was a name that we really liked, and one of my best friends in the game, Dante Bichette.
Dante? Oh,
yeah.
Former Brewer?
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing to do with Dante Alighieri?
No. Comedy. No.
Now you're expecting a third
friend. Yes, and her name will be Lena. So, yeah. So, that's after my wife's grandmother.
Now, what... Your wife's Italian.
Yes.
What was her, what's her maiden name?
Innocenzi.
Innocenzi.
Yes. Yeah.
And how about your mom?
Perino. P-E-R-I-N-O.
Perino.
And her mother was Leone.
Okay. Your mother was from Rome and your dad from Torino, right?
Yes, correct.
Did you know your grandfather, grandparents on your dad's side?
I knew my dad's parents, not his grandparents.
Yeah, your grandparents.
Yes, they were here... they were born in the state, and they lived in a little town outside of Peoria. And like a lot of other Italians, he was a mason guy. Yeah, and taught my dad to trade. And my dad did it on the weekends to make extra money because he had to feed all of us.
What did your dad do?
He's a salesman, a restaurant owner. He did a bunch of things.
Did you spend much time with your grandfather?
Oh, all the time. He was 20 minutes away, and... yeah, I spent a lot of time with my grandfather and grandmother, and on my mom's side, my mom was the youngest of 15, and her father died when she was like seven, and then her mother, obviously, was very old, and she died when I was about two, so I didn't really know her mother and father.
So now here you are, 41 years old, right?
Yes.
You're already a big league manager. With anything you learned growing up from your family, especially from your grandparents, and so we prepare you for that?
Oh, yeah. What it takes to be successful, how it's about hard work, dedication, and, you know, life, relationships are important in life. And I just think, you know, I saw my mom persevere. My mother, when I was 13, was diagnosed with cancer, and she was given 6 months to live, and she said she wanted to see her two sons graduate from medical school and my sister graduate from high school or college because she missed her high school graduation because she had surgery. She lived 6 years and passed on right after all three things happened. And she never stopped working. She was a child psychologist. So I learned a lot about perseverance.
That old work ethic?
Yes.
Your grandparents?
Yes.
Yes.
And I used to go with my father on the weekends and I was kind of the, you know, the guy that little boy that carried all the bricks and the cement.
Yeah.
It was great, though, because you learn the value of hard work.
As a manager, have you patted yourself after anybody you've watched?
I've taken things from a lot of people, you know. Even coaches that I had in high school and college, you know, I have some mentors. And, you know, I've taken a lot from Don Zimmer and Joe Torre and Tony La Russa. You know, when I think about Don Baylor, I think about Tuchman. I think about Ron Wellman, who was my high school coach, and the AD at Wake Forest. You know, I think about hard work and relationships with your players and getting the most out of your players. And I thought Joe Torre was a master of that. You know, you just pick a lot from people's brains when you're around it.
You're almost a Chicago native. And
yes.
You know who the first Italian-American manager was?
No, I don't, actually.
Phil Cavaretta.
Phil Cavaretta.
And when I talked to him on the phone a couple of years ago, and
told him that. He wasn't aware. He says,
yeah.
Oh, it makes me real proud.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. One final thing. When I talked to you last time, I said, you know, are you thinking about management and so forth? So, well, it depends on if I can spend time with my family.
Yes.
Has that been possible?
Oh, yes. My children are young, and we moved. And they're in school in Florida, and spring training is right there. So, you know, I'm basically, in a sense, you know, you're off the 4 months. I have the 2 months of spring training where I'm home every night. It's like an 8-to-5 job. And then during the season, I'm home, and they travel some. So get a little trickier with the third child, but they go on road trips, too, with me. So we spend a lot of time together.
So you live in Florida now,
yes.
Not in Chicago.
Right. We sold everything we had in Chicago.
All right. This is off the record, but you played in Pittsfield in 88.
Yeah.